I would like to talk a few minutes the ongoing genocide that is happening to our Palestinian brothers and sisters by Israel. We know for the past few months there is intense bombardment being done on our Palestinian brothers and sisters. They are being tortured and persecuted, and this has been happening since several years, but since the past few months it has been more intense. And we keep seeing a lot of videos online wherein Palestinian brothers who are in the detention camps with Israel, after they come out, we see their state, the way they have suffered. Many a times their organs have been taken. This is the situation. This is the torture that they are facing. And what are the charges? There are no charges against them. They are released after several years and their life is destroyed. We pray for our Palestinian brothers and sisters. They are strong. They are resilient. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. But it is our duty as well to raise awareness and always remember our Palestinian brothers and sisters. The struggle that they are going through. They are protecting the third holiest masjid in Islam, that is Masjid Al-Aqsa. So we should always remember them in our du'as, and especially do du'a for our Palestinian brothers and sisters during the Qiyamul Layl, during the Tahajjud. And to the best of our capability, we should raise awareness regarding this, whether it be on social media platforms, whether it be through sharing videos regarding the oppression that is happening. And unfortunately, the world is silent. Several children, women, men, elderly people are being bombarded and killed, and the world is silent. Certain people are speaking, but unfortunately there is no action that is taken. So therefore, it is very important that we as Muslims always remember our Palestinian brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the best of rewards for the struggle that they are going through. And inshallah, they will pass the test because they are patient and they know that this life is a test. And many of them, they are strong. Even though their family members are killed, many of them, their parents are killed, their children are killed, yet they say Alhamdulillah. And in the past few months, non-Muslims, they are impressed with the resilience of the Palestinian brothers and sisters. Non-Muslims, they want to learn more about Islam. They want to know that what kind of religion is this? A person's house is destroyed. A person's family is destroyed. Yet he comes out of the rubble and he says, Alhamdulillah, all praise due to Allah. What kind of religion is this? And thousands of non-Muslims, they are accepting Islam. The Western media is trying to malign Islam and trying to say that the Palestinians are terrorists. But Alhamdulillah, the world knows who are the true terrorists. The world knows what genocide is happening to our Palestinian brothers and sisters. And not only Muslims, but non-Muslims are in the forefront when it comes to protesting, when it comes to objecting, whether it be in the Western countries or whether it be in other non-Muslim countries. We see many of the students, they are doing encampments. They are objecting to their government supporting Israel. So many non-Muslims, they are realizing that Islam, it is the religion of peace. They are realizing that Islam, it does not promote terrorism. And many of them, Alhamdulillah, they have embraced Islam. Thousands of women and children and innocent human beings in Palestine have been killed. More than 1 million people have been displaced. But Alhamdulillah, yet these people, they are patient and they are content with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the bright side of it is Alhamdulillah, thousands of non-Muslims, they are accepting Islam in large numbers. Several people are accepting Islam in large numbers. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our Palestinian brothers and sisters steadfast and give them the patience and the perseverance. And if they deal with patience, inshallah, they will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of them, they are martyrs in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the virtues of a martyr, such an immense reward. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our Palestinian brothers and sisters and those who have died or those who are martyrs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit them into the highest levels in Jannah, into Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen.